Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, it's Halloween. Ooh. We can talk about death and dying.
Ooh.
Ooh. I was doing that yesterday.
You know what? At this funeral, though, they weren't sad or crying. They were actually laughing.
Why?
Well, I guess a guy named Shea Bradley, he put the fun in funeral. The mourners at the funeral, they burst into laughter. The reason why, Tom, as they were lowering him in the coffin, I guess, down to the ground. He had passed away, had a long illness, and the casket is being lowered into the ground, and his voice can be heard saying, "Hello? Hello?" And then he heard a knock on wood. And then, at first, they say the group was shocked because they heard his voice, and he was knocking on the wood saying, "Hello, hello." Then they realized it was coming from a speaker. He apparently had said he wanted to make it fun, his funeral fun, so he'd recorded some pre-recorded things that he wanted to say, like, yeah, he was in his casket, and he says, "Hey, let me out, it's dark in here."
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
It is.
Yeah, it's funny at first, but that's maybe going a little bit weird with it.
Well, I think it's hilarious. So the guy's being proactive. He's like, you know what, I want them to be, because he was known for, you know, cracking jokes. So he purposely recorded these things, and and you hear that at the funeral. I'm like, people are gonna be laughing and going, "Oh, that he got us another time."
No, I'd have jumped down into the hole, opened the casket, trying to get him out.
Well, they knew it was a loudspeaker, on a speaker, because that's what they said in this article.
But
it's gone viral. If you've not seen the video, it's hilarious.
I've seen the video. Everyone's laughing, but still, it's kind of morbid when you're like, "Let me out of here." That's kind of creepy.
Mm.
He wants to be in, like,
yeah, I
reminded
think
that he's in a coffin.
It's funny at first. I just think it kept going maybe a little too weird.
And he got vulgar, I heard.
Oh, did he?
Like, using that profanity.
That wasn't in the article.
Wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, I didn't. I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Someone should talk to him about that.
But you know what? Do you want your... yeah. Do you want your funeral to be kind of, you know, somber and sad? Or do you want it to be kind of uplifting?
I'm going
to
play some best ofs. The Hawk and Tom show.
Some best of moments with Heidi
Kato.
Aiken.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought
there.
About that, Heidi. I'm like, maybe I'll do some crank calls with Thelma Hollister.
Yeah, we'll sit there and laugh.
Yeah.
Or actually, like, maybe not laugh.
I figure Kato will probably be replaying the moment he died on Torture Tuesday during our show.
Right. I'm not having a funeral, so this won't. I'm not having a funeral. I'm having a party. There'll be a party. There's not going to be no church and no organ music. I want fun. I don't want this type of fun. It's not fun.
Well, I always heard that you should live your life so that you can imagine the things that people would be saying about you at your funeral. And they even asked people to go around, like, what would you like to hear people saying at your funeral?
Yeah.
And I always said I would like to hear him say, "Hey, look, he's moving."
Yeah.
Because that would be the best case scenario. But if not, then you want him to say nice things like, you know, he was really fun or he was funny. Or
we occasionally say that here now when we're surprised you actually get up from the chair.
Look, he's moving.
Hey, he
See, I'm already working on it.
Yeah. So, you know, and let's just make a back here. Like, Tom, if you happen to die while we're on the show here.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want you to, you know, if I say something, should I say, you know, he died doing what he loved?
No.
You hear a lot of people saying, you know, well, at least he died doing what he loved.
It was that last cheese ball got stuck in his throat.
I know.
Yeah.
And are we supposed to finish the show before we do anything?
Yeah. Or do we call 911 after the show?
I'm going Facebook Live. You know that.
I'm okay with the Facebook Live. I would like for you to call 911 right away.
Well, they can do that. I'm going with the Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, Tom's dead.
That's what we're doing. You know what? This is kind of like when the house is on fire and you got an emergency drill. This is what we're doing here. So when you do have your heart attack here on the Hawk and Tom Show, Heidi, you Facebook Live. Kato, you 911.
We'll take the night caller when he drops.
Okay.
And we'll give away a prize.
Why are we starting with me?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, really. Look at you.
I do not want Facebook Live unless I have my makeup on. And do not take me from that angle that I don't like.
All right, so we have a makeup artist jump in here if Heidi drops.
Yeah.
To get her
don't get my that in. Just take still photos, no live
no,
video.
No, Kato, you're in charge of her makeup, okay?
Okay.
You see me do
I don't want to die in here now.
Okay.
Pardon me?
I don't want to die in here now.
We'll do something about it.
Yeah. I was okay with it before, but now I don't want to.
Eat healthy. All right?
Yeah, stand
it's
up.
Fault. It ain't our fault.
I'm not saying that I want to live forever. I just don't want to die with you guys around.
You
well,
really
forever
don't want
for
to.
You might be, you know, by the end of the show.
Why wouldn't you want to die with? I mean, we've got a perfect plan here.
We got you covered.
This is what you need to have this discussion with your coworkers today.
Yeah. And then quit.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.